Okay, so the Gemara in Samech Tes discusses a few sveikas of Rabbah. Starting really from Samech Tes Amid Aleph, I want to focus more on Samech Tes Amid Beis. But the Gemara introduces Samech Tes Amid Aleph. Rabbah is a sofik. Vayi Rabbah kiim lechi umufer lechi. A guy says a double lashon. He says, your neder should be mekuyim, the second to last line, and it should be mufer, which obviously is a contradiction. But then he says, v'loitichol akoma elim kein chol ha'afor amau. And then he stipulates that the akoma should be chal only if the afara is chal. So that's Be'etza makes no sense, because once the afar is chal, it's not shayach for the akoma to be chal. So what's the din? So the Ran on Amid Beis has an arichus, and the Ran says that the Gemara should not be taken at face value that there's a safek legabe both of these dinim, but it's pasha to the Ran that the only thing that's shayach to even talk about and contemplate is for the hafara to be chal. But for the akoma to be chal, it's not shayach, because once the hafara exists, so then the akoma can't be chal. The emes is, this is not the opinion of all the Rishonim. And it's not the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran's Pshat is a little bit difficult. Although I understand where he's coming from, and the Tanai is a very difficult stipulation to even entertain Hakama. But there are Rishonim here that discuss the fact that if you look at the Lashon of the Rush, just one of the Lashonos, in Kiyim Lechi V'lotichol HaKama, Michaila Basar Okama. It's a suffix about which one is chal, which one is chal, and the rush continues on Amud Beis when the Gemara brings a raya from Tmuras Oira Tmuras Shlamin. The rush says, in the Gemara finally concludes that no, even Rabbi Meir that usually says Tfos Lashon Rishon. Over here, maybe he holds Nami Moideda Afara Chala. So therefore what? So the Ran will learn that line of that Gemara is meaning, because that was the only thing that was an option over here, that the Afara to be Chal. But if you look at the Rush, and Dira Maschal, Rav Meir Nami Moideda Afara Chala, Perish Rav Lozer, Va'akoma Lav Klumhu. So the first pshat is like the Ran, that the Afara is Chal and the Akoma is not. The Yesh B'farshim, Kevin the Chalu Shneim, Lo Yadinan Imukum Imufer. So also, this another pshat is that we don't know or akoma or afara, both are options and we're not sure and it's a suffix. But this is also true in Rabbi Meir. That's what the Gemara was trying to say. So the kasha is, how do you get around the tnai though? Lamaisa, this guy didn't just have a suffix, or Rabbi didn't just have a suffix about akoma or afara. The guy says, I only want my akoma to be chal if the afara is chal. That makes absolutely no sense how the akoma should be chal. Right, so right, how do you get around that? So, the Pashup Shad, how you get around it is, L'chaira, I think we spoke about this in the past, in maybe the second parak, I don't remember how this came up. We spoke about it in Taisus and Nazir. There's a major kasha about Tanoim by Nedarim in general. How's it shayach to ever be Masna Tanoim and Neder? If the Gemara in Ksubis, Sandaf Ayin Dalad says, one of the Klolim by Tanai is called Milsa the Lesha the Shlichas Lesa B'Tanai. If I don't have the ability to, and it's not a parsha, it's not an area of the Torah, that I could be Mamana Shliach in that din, and I can have an agent on my behalf to perform that halacha, so then you don't have the ability to be toilet on a Tanai either. So if I can't be Mamana Shliach for these in Yanim, so then, how am I able to be Masna tonight? So that's one of the klalim that's learned out. Taisus thinks it's a sara, whatever it is, wherever the mocker is, for such a din. So maybe the tonight over here is batal. Like he doesn't have the ability. It's just anytime it's not through hilchos tonight, right? The Gemara in Kedushin tells us, kol tonight she'enu tonight bnei gudu bnei ravin is tonight a batal ma'isakayim. Right, what's a Tanai? A Tanai is a fascinating chiddush. A Tanai has the ability to suspend your outcome of your maisa, your chalos, on what you just did. The pashtus should be that you did something, it takes effect. How in the world did that just put a stop sign on the chalos? The answer is the chiddush of tanoim. You don't follow the rules of tanoim, so then obviously the maisa is kayim, and it's garnished. So the pashup shot is that these rishonim will say, no, maybe perhaps the akama is chal over here because the tanai is of a rebuttal, the tanai is garnished. So then the real, yeah. The Gemara entertains what? Shlichus, right. So what was the maskana there? I thought the maskana was not so. And that's we did shlichus.
Yeah, I think so. And because it says like I'm learning Yonah Sam and Tino Kola Tura Kula Shlucho Shalom Kimosa.
Right.
Then Rabbi Yoshi's chiddush over there is that oh no, because there's Xeris Akasa over here. So then therefore
right, so right. Right.
According to Rabbi Yonasan, though.
Okay, but I think that's the way we paskin. No? How do we paskin over here? Valid. Elcha Shluchin, Elcha Allah. What?
That doesn't have to be a general principle.
According to Rabbi Yonasan, doesn't it still come out?
Yeah, you're right. Where's this din?
Yud
Gimel Tes. Also, shliach lahafer la olakayim la eno klum. Shneamar isha yikemenu v'isha yirfenu. We hold shlichus is not kayim. So it's milsa the less of a shlichus. Right. So, I mean, there are other kashas over here. It's not a tznai kofel, whatever you could ask. But I think fundamentally, it's assumed to be that it's a milsa the less of a shlichus. So how can you be toilet a tznai over here? So maybe that's good for the Yusayid, how to defend these other Rishayim that I'm not so bothered about his time. Now I can play around with his Lashinus and say Tfos Lashon Rishon and Tfos Lashon Achron, like Gemara Namshach says, because his Lashinus are really what matters over here, and it's not B'Torah Set Tanai. The problem is then the Kasha reverses itself, so then what's with the Ran? I mean, the Ran has some explaining to do, because the Ran has to, no, the Ran's whole emphasis is coming from he wanted to be toile that his hakama should be only chal after the afara. But shouldn't his tanai not be anything like we're saying in defense of the other rishonim because it's mils less shlich less of tanai. So there's a varda Reb Chaim says that there's a din that we learned earlier of ha'adam b'shvua. That when a person takes a shvua, when a person takes a neder, he has to have full-fledged das for that shvua, for that neder. And if there's anything that's being megala, that he wasn't fully sound, and ha'adam b'shvua, like the Gemara in Shvuas and the Chavav, is megala, that he didn't have a full concentration when he took that shvua, when he took that neder, so then that's the reason why sometimes, even if through Hilchos Tznayim, these dinim would not be a classic tanai like tanai b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein, and it is technically milsa the less of b'shlichus, but it's still enough of a gilui das. It reveals enough to us that it's not what he wanted in the chalos of the neder. So even if this doesn't work, l'chari, I'm just being mazid. L'chari, if you have to say according to the Ran, even if it didn't work, but b'toras tanai. It's enough of a gilui that it's mechusar and ha'adam b'shvua that's not the way he wants his his chalos to exist, and perhaps that's applying to the hakama and the hafara as well. Okay, so that's just to touch up, just to give some explaining in this shakla v'tari in the Gemara. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara gets into the machlekes of Meir of Yaisi, and first initially wants to think that this is tali on the machlekes by tmuras oyla tmuras shlamim. Which one is it? Is it tmuras oyla? Is it tmuras shlamim? And then the Gemara says, no, perhaps over here of Meir is also moide. Good. So then the Gemara continues a very similar shaila and is a second suffix from Rabba. Boy Rabba. Kiyem. Now, it's important to point out that it's Boy Rabba. The Mefarshim in the back, the Paris Yosef, points out Boy Rabba. So there's an Aleph here that some Gerses have Rav over here. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I find this to be absolutely fascinating. Because the Gemara has a suffix, Boy Rabba. What happens if you present not one after the other that the Gemara discussed, Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron, Boy Kiyam Umufer Lechi Bebas Achas Mahu. I want the Hakom and the Afara to be what? Bebas Achas. So now, does that make things better? Does that make things different? With now, what? So what is, by the way, what is, how did you learn? What is the suffix of Rabba now? So now what? So now, again, possibly both of them were not sure. Is it that one of them, like the Ran said before? What does the Ran say over here? If you look in the Ran, Dira Maskel Boy, V'nira Be'enai. Three lines down in the Ran, in Boy Rabba. The Bahochi Masafka Vada Yev Shalishneim Lachol Ka'achas. I know they can't be chal together at once. Miunihidi Chad Menau Kadim Idach Loichal. I know that if one would precede the other, it would stop the other one. Hachad Bevasachas Lagabi Kol Chad Menayo Amrinin De Kadim De Chayel. So we should say by each one of them that what the Kol Chad Menayo Amrinin. Since you did it, Basachas Lagabe Kol Chad Menayo Amrinin to Kadim Dechayel, that each one is Chal, right? Viklamemer Nami Demeachar Veloy Kadim, the Kavan Shiev Shalishnam Lachal Kachat Mesachin and Dela Hakama Chayla, the Sula Matzi Mefer. Or perhaps, maybe just the Hakama was Chal and therefore the Afar is not Shayach, right? So it sounds like the Suffolk, according to the Ran, is what? Both or one? Right? We good? Yeah? Okay. The Rush has another shot, according to the, similar to the last thing.
Both or one? I thought he's saying that it's EF sharp, the Shneim, so it must be one or none.
He says, in the first, he says, Nir Be'ena Debahach Mesachwe, EF Shalishneim Lachu Ka'achas. They can't be chal together. Miu Nihidi Chad Menayu Kodim, Idach Lochayel. I agree that if one of them precedes the other one is not chal. Hacha, but over here, the bebas achas, that since you retail the chalos in one shot, legabe kol chad menayu, amrinan de kodim de chaya.
They're both chal.
They're both chal in that side. You say that each one preceded because you did a bebas achas.
But not that they're operating bebas achas because that he's.
Right. No, I think then the second side of the Gemara is that no, v'ekolamim renami d'me'achar v'loy kodim. Oh, one second, but lamaisa it's basachas. Lamaisa wasn't kodim, so therefore what? It came in sheyev shalishneim lachol kachas mesapkinan dil mahakoma chayla v'sulo matzi mefer. So maybe what? Maybe the hakoma is chal and therefore the afar is not shayach, right? Or, again, maybe it's a suffix, right? Maybe it's a suffix. That's what the Rosh says in Kayim Murfir Lecha Vasachas. Uleidach Perusha Chalu Shneem Belo Yadiran Imukum Imufer Amor Mesopak. We don't know which one. Okay? So there are different options of how to learn this suffix of the Gemara as well.
But no one suggests Hafara and not Hakama. I mean, the Ron's second day, right, was Hakama, not surprisingly.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right. Only Batura Suffolk in the Rush, but yeah, the Ran is not saying that here, right? Boy, right, so what is the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers with a Yisoid. A fascinating Yisoid, a Yisoid throughout Shas. Rabba's Klal. This is a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara talks about Mekadesh Shtei Achayos. The Gemara says, Rabba says, Kol She'eno B'zeh Achazeh Afilu B'vasach Haseinu. And the Gemara there in Kiddushin brings Kama V'Kama Stiris to this Halacha and tries to be Miyash of each thing. The Gemara presents a Yisoid from Rabba. Anytime you're creating a chalois, that this chalois on two entities would never be shayach for them to be chal subsequently. They can't exist one after the other. So then you're not able to do that bebasachas either. What is it based off of? What's the lumdus? I don't know. Not sure. If you have a hasber, it would be fascinating. What's the connection to the fact that I don't have the ability to do one after the other, so therefore I can't do basachas, some sort of klal that Rabba, which I want to point out, Rabba himself wasn't aware of. Because Rabba asked our suffik. This is such a mayridik gemara. Boy, don't change the girsa, it's Rabba. Boy, Rabba, and Rabba in the Dorim Samachtesim Abbe said, oh, Zetman Funda, there must be a klal. There must be a cloud that's now going to affect Kiddushin, Mekadesh Shtei Achayos, everything. It's going to affect two different things. The Rishonim are bothered, so what's with Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim? What's with the top of the daf? How do you have that? So the Rishonim there say, no, don't ask me from there. It's Efshal Lachol B'chatzoin. They can be Chal one after the other. Chatzi this, Chatzi that. It's not necessarily a Kash over there where you have room for them to both be, for them both to be Chal. Good. What is this klal? What are the parameters of this klal? So there's a Taisus and Bechiris on Daftes that discusses the following shaila of Kol Sheinu Bazeh Chazeh Afilu Basachas by Kedushas Bechor. That Taisus is talking about a situation where it was not it's not shayach for one to be the b'chor after the other one's a b'chor. And then Tosis is in the sugya of Efshel Tzamtzem. Tosis says, but if it's basachas, so then they both have kedushas b'chor. So Tosis there asks, what happened to Rabba's klal? Kol she'eino b'zeh chazeh, afilu b'basachas
eino. What's b'basachas there?
That they're born, the leida. Yeah. So Tosis there says a major yusayt. So Tosfos says that the yisoid of kol she'eino b'zeh chazeh afilu b'basach haseino, it doesn't exist by a kedusha that's me'elav, or by something from shamayim. It's a chisaron in my capabilities to marry a woman and marry another woman. I can't create this chalois if the Torah says b'zeh chazeh, I don't have that capacity. So then even b'basachas, I don't have that capacity. It's a chisaron in my koyach, in my capability, and therefore Tosfos says it doesn't apply by b'chor.
If
that's not what he's saying. He's saying that if the person is trying to do something, there's a yitzira of the Adam, a chalois hatoli bidei Adam, lashon of Tosfos is, then the klal of Rabba applies. If it's a cholo, satoli bidei shamayim, then the cloud doesn't apply.
We said earlier that the b'chor, it's...
Afal pishim me'ilav u'kadosh mitzvah l'kadsho. Right. So, yeah, and that thesis would play in a lot of, what is the kedushas of b'chor? Right. And how does it work? In echanami. But l'maisit, there is a kedusha me'ilav, so therefore... It's going to be a b'chor without you. That's for sure. No one disagrees with that. You're donning on whether or not that's enough of a kedusha that we discuss legabe davar anoder for hatfasa. Yeah, in a chanam. That's what the Rishonim, I think we gave a chabur on that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there is a me'el of hukadosh. The reason why this taisus is very important, Rabbi Chanan points out, is that this is miyashev a kasha, the taisus rid, which is a bam kasha. Taisus Rid asks a kasha. I don't want to get too bogged down on this, but it's mitzvah loymar in this sugya of Rabba. This sugya was my first chabura in the mir. We were learning Gittin. This is on the sugya of Rabba Kol Sheina Bazach Hazeh Tuva Basach Haseino. So there's a Tesis in Gittin that sounds like this Tesis in Bukhairis. So the Tesis Rid says, how could Rabba say Kol Sheina Bazach Hazeh Filu Basach Haseino? What about the din of Enes or Chalal Isser? Torah says if something's Usser, second Isser can't be Chal on it. It's already Usser, right? If it's already Usser, so it's not. But the Gemara says Beferish, but if those two Isurim are Chal Basachas, so Isser's Chal Isser. If the same second, the Gemara discusses, right? Nevela on Yom Kippur. So if one preceded the other, fine. But if it becomes, if it's Basachas, Beoso Rega, then it is. So it's against the Klal, it says. It's Beferish against the Yisoid of Rabbah. It is. It's not Bebezacharze, but it is Bebasachas. So Rabbi Chanan points out, according to Taisus and Bechiris, could be that Taisus is saying this, but according to Taisus and Bechiris, according to this Yisoid, it's not a Kaf. It's not a Kasha. Enes Chalisser is something from the Rebbe and Shalil. Whether it's what something's us, it's not totally on the Chalisser of Bidei Adam. That's something that's me'elav, it's usher, so me'elav, it's not a kasha on what the koyach of a man has in terms of yetzir sa'is. This background, I think, is very relevant for the rest of the chabura that Mirtz Hashem I'll try to do right now, which is really the where the lumdus in the sugya comes in. The Ran comes out and he paskins based on the Gemara that Rabba's klal applies, so therefore, whatever you held the suffix was, everything's out, everything's thrown out, because Rabba's klal himself is kol she'eno b'zeh chazeh afilu b'asach haseno, so me'melo zakhtaran, nothing's chal over here, everything's at the window when it's b'asachas, because it's eno b'zeh acharzeh.
That wasn't one of the options in the suffix, right? Wasn't that number of the Ran read the suffix, both are chal, or one is chal?
Well, he didn't know this klal. Right. That was prior to the suffix. Rabbi himself didn't know about this klal. Yeah.
He didn't even entertain the possibility that neither is klal. He did the suffix. He figured out one of the options. Neither option was on the table.
I think all are. There are many different options when you didn't know this klal. The Gemara comes from left field to say, the whole suffix makes no sense because of a whole new yisod. Yeah, I think there was a totally new chiddush that the Gemara entertained.
Just a basic question.
Yeah.
Can't someone be nishal al hakamaso? So, technically speaking, it could be mekayim and then go back.
You're saying from the last Gemara? Again, you want to say that you're a comma. You want to say it's chal b'zeh chazeh because you could be shel on that comma?
Right.
But that's not really the case, right? That's eradicating that comma.
They can't.
Right.
Get rid of
that. Okay, so the problem is, I sent to you the Rambam and the Reb Chaim. The problem is the Rambam. And the Ran points out that he doesn't understand where the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha, I believe, Chaf Beis. Everyone have it? I sent it in the WhatsApp group. How is that Kiyim? The Yibai bin Adar Das Samachtes. Pashal Levi Gemara. Mehad the Rabba, the Kol Shein HaBazer Chazah, Afilu Basachas. In Kain HaRei Kosh Al HaRamam. She Pasuk Da Kama Chayla. Vah Mishum Hach Taim, the Kol Shein HaBazer Chazah, Afilu Basachas. Eino Tzarech Lios Gama HaKama B'Tela. The Zeo Yusayda Din Da Afilu Basachas in the Shneim B'Tela. Kumur B'Kedushin. The Yisayid of Rabba is that nothing's chal. Everything's out. The whole chalos is gone. So there are different pshatim that they work on the Rambam. The, you know, the Kesef Mishnah tries to give a pshat that maybe it's shtika. So the default is shtika, so therefore it's hakama. And Yer Sameach says a different Vardi says that the dibur of the hakama is mevatel the afara, but lemaisa there could still be hakama. The lave that still be chal, so therefore that's why the Rambam could vote that there still is a hakama here, even though there's no hafara, even though he's agreeing to Rabba that there was a stira in the hakama bepeh against the hafara bepeh, a peladika or sameach. Chayre, if my hakama bepeh is gone, my hakama belave is also gone. Like, how could you split between the two if there's a stira on the hakama? There's not a stira. He's saying that yes, that kol sheinu b'zeach hazeh filu b'asachas einu. So therefore, the dibur on the hakama and the dibur on the afara contradict each other, and they're gone. So why is the Rambam able to say aye, but the maskana is that there's still a hakama? Because hakama b'leiv is sagi. So, but afara b'leiv is not sagi. So he says v'meila. So that's the Rambam knew that there was still a hakama. But what do you mean? If the hafar is mevatel hakama, so it's mevatel hakama b'leiv also. Like, whatever hakama there was, it's garnished. In addition to that, there's a major yisoid that a lot of the achronim have exists in a lot of sugyas. Dvarim shebaleiv that can be chal b'leiv cannot be chal b'leiv when I choose to be medaber. You don't have a default anymore of the leiv once I speak. So if the hafara and Rabba's klal throws out the hakama, so then it's thrown out, garnished. It's gone. It's totally gone. So how's that going to explain this very difficult Rambam? So there's a gorgeous Reb Chaim here, Rabbi Yisai, that's going to change your entire perspective of this parak and this entire klal of Rabba, but more importantly for Lenyar Nenu, the Yisaidus of hafara. Last week, we had a whole chabura on daf Samaches Samachtes on the Yisayid of Hakama, and this Yisayid is really a fundamental issue on what is the Yisayid of Hafara. V'nir Loimer Dihine Hari Hoda Lechay LaHafara Achar Hakama Ha'Havi Mishum Dezeu Etzem Adin Da Hakama She'ini Yochel LaHafer Achar Kach Ochin Ma She'ini Yochel LeKayim Achar Shehefer Ha'Ein Ze Mishum De Etzem Maisa Hafara Osa Zos She'lo Yichel LeKayim Achar Kach. What's the yisoid of hakama stopping hafara? And what's the yisoid of hafara stopping hakama? Zokta Reb Chaim, they're cholok b'yisodah. Hakama stops hafara. And it fits very well with what we built from last week, or last chabura. Hakama is epsa neder. Hakama is something that the baal is meichel. It's another layer like we spoke about in weeks past. It's taka stopping any other capability. There's something being done. There's chal to the neder that now there was hakamified. Hafara is just creating a metzias that nishkein neder. So now you want to discuss hakama after hafara? How can I discuss hakama after hafara? You just erase the neder. There is nothing to discuss. But that's not necessarily because of a chalois of hafara that contradicts hakama. It's rather that's just the mitzvahs, that what hafara does is it eradicates the neder. So therefore, it's not that hakama is a stira to after hafara, but rather hafara removes the mitzvahs of a neder. Memela, there's nothing for hakama to be chala. So Dr. Pchayim, that's going to make all the difference in the yisoidus of Rabba. And I'm going to say it outside very, very, very simply. Pchayim assumes that the din of Rabba, which we just started clarifying, in addition to what Tosfos says in Bchoris, and that the Rebbe Chanan is using to explain the kasha that Tosfos read, that there's a yisoid of kol sheinu b'zeach hazeh afilu b'asach hatzeinu, is not a rule across the board in all Yisurei Torah. It's where you're making a chalois, so you don't have that capacity. If you can't do b'zeach hazeh, then you can't do it b'asach hatzeinu. It's chalois hanoitzer bidei odom. So Dr. B'chaim, it's not only that. It's an eino b'zeach hazeh if the two are a stira in din to one another.
If the halacha dictates that these two things counteract in their halachic chalois, this chalois A is a contradiction to chalois B. Chalois B is a contradiction to chalois A. That's the klal of Rabba. But if you just figure out for me a metzias, a stop sign, an eraser, that now this just removes the capability for Kakoma to exist after Afara, that's not the yesoid of what Rabba was saying. It's one step further than what Taisus Bukhari is saying. Not only is it only shayach to a chalois hanoitzer bidei Adam, it's a chalois hanoitzer bidei Adam that the two parshas and the chaloisim that you're trying to create are soiser one another. And Zachter B'chayim, that exists from where? Hafara after Hakoma. Hafara cannot be and exist. It's a stira to Hakoma. Hakoma is not a stira to Hafara. Hakoma just can't exist after Hafara because of a metzias, that the nether's gone. Memele Zachter B'chayim ga'oinis says, if that's true, now it was Miyashiv, the Rama. That's the Yisod. Kol she'ino v'zachazeh, afilu v'asachas eino applies to what? The Afar is thrown out. But we're left with what? Hakom eschal. Because the yisoid of kol she'ino v'zachazeh is only in parshiyos that are a steer to one another. Afar is a steer to Hakom. Hakom is not a steer to Afar. So memilu, Rabba's klal only throws out one of them. That's the yisoid of Reb Chaim. What's the yisoid of the Ran? Zokter Reb Chaim. The yisoid of the Ran and Ardaf disagrees with Rama. He says, no, kol she'ino b'zachazeh is afilu b'metzias. Memela, it goes in both directions. He wasn't disagreeing, Zokter Reb Chaim, in what Hakama is and what Hafara is. The Ran agrees to the Rambam in what Hakama is, what Hafara is. He disagrees in Shitas Rama. Is that a function of any metzias or only a stira in chalois of one halacha versus the next? That's pretty much the yisoid of Reb Chaim. Now, there's a lot to discuss when it comes to this Reb Chaim. Because if you really want to do due diligence in this Reb Chaim, first of all, the Chazon Ish disagrees, attacks this Reb Chaim, and the Gol Yonos on the Reb Chaim, the Chazon Ish wrote Ha'aris on the Reb Chaim Alevi. And the Chazon Ish attacked it, and he thinks that it's not, first of all, it's not true that that's what Hafar is. He thinks that Afara is a schus, and Afara has dinim to it, that are soiser, the dinim of Hakoma. A Baal is given an option, how to respond to schus, how to respond to a neder, and both of the each one of these options are soiser to the other one. He disagrees fundamentally in what Afara is. And there might be rias to that, you know, and we have to keep on looking throughout the perek, the dinim of Ein Afara Achar Afara, right? There's certain might be rayas to the dinim that maybe Afara is a chalois, more like the camp of the Chazon Ish, that it's not just a hechitimtza of erasing a neder that's now not going to be a stira, but the Chazon Ish more looked at it as no, the Baal has one ability to respond, and that response will now counter any other response that would apply the klal of kol she'ino b'zeachazeh afilu b'asachaseinu. The other problem that the Chazon Ish has with Reb Chaim is you have to go through all the kashas of the Gemara in Kiddushin in the second parak, when the Gemara discusses on Daf Nun about a Mekadosh, Shtei Achoyos. So the Gemara says, what do you do with Meiser? That once you're Mafresh, if you're trying to, right, you want to make a Chalois, that two areas should be Meiser. So the Gemara says, it should be against Rabba's Klal. Kol She'ena B'Zachazeh, Afilu B'Asachaseinu. So the Chazon Ish asks, I don't understand. The fact that I can't have a second 10% that's chal after the meiser is chal, that's just a metzias because the tevel's gone. There's nothing for the meiser to, it's already metukun. So therefore, why is that a stira in chalois? So that's the Chazon Ish's other question. So it could be that Reb Chaim might disagree with that fundamentally. Maybe there's another dimension in Hilchos Meiser, that there's a halacha that meiser A is a stira to meiser B. You have to go through all of these sugyas and discuss what is the nature of all of these halachos, and that would be the shakla v'tarya between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim. Yeah, but l'nyanenu, it comes out that what they're arguing in order to be miyashiv the Rambam, what they're arguing is how to approach the difference in nature of what hafara is as opposed to hakama. And it comes out, according to Reb Chaim, that what we said last week works beautifully. That hakama is mamish, achalois hakama is mamish, another layer of fortification on the neder, and that the baal is being meichel, masha'enkin hafara is not necessarily that case. And memela, that would perhaps be a hezber lefi the Rambam for the suffix of Rabbah, and whereas according to the Chazon Ish, that's absolutely not the case, and Rabbah should apply clearly to both, and the Rambam is still shver. Yeah.
Two quick points. Number one is at one point the Rambam states a form of shtika. I think that's one of the options the Rambam is saying.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Tosos says here.
Yeah.
In saying that neither works, bas achas ina will is that velo is that the habeki lushasa. So, I mean, again, he just has a different view of how shtika is working versus hakama and stuff like that. But it's just interesting that he invokes shtika, but...
Right. I think that makes a lot of sense, and that's a little bit of a problem with the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat of Shtika, is because if you say it's Shtika, and in light of what you're saying, like Tosis is saying, it's not the end of the day.
Right.
Shtika is meaningless until the end of Yom Shomo. Right. So, okay, it's Shtika, fine. So let me be Mefer.
Right.
It should just be garnished, which I think Tosis will say.
Right.
You could do another Hafara. What you did up until now was nothing, and it's garnished. The Kesef Mishnah is saying, no, that's why the Rambam says it's Hakoma. What made this Hakoma?
Right.
What made the Hakoma any better? Fine, it's Shtika, okay, but I still have options. Who said it's at 11:59 and 30 seconds, you know? It's a pillow.
It's
the
not
whole.
Shtika, there's different types of Shtikas, right? There's a different thing. Making the shtika with intention to be mekayim.
Okay.
And that can be kal right away.
So how do you know? How can you apply that here? Yeah.
I just have
a comment.
That's what Mishnah
is talking about. It's a little bit right.
And then the second point was, and I'm like going back and forth in my head whether this should matter or not, but when in the sort of Reb Chaim's whole shot that he's giving.
One second, but that shtika, even that shtika al manas lameka, right? That's a situation where the Gemara says.
That's
no, not that shtika.
Not shtika. That's a shtika thing where you're
intended to do.
That's not
right.
There's three. I think the Gemara comes out. One of the rod, whatever. How it comes out. There's three types of shtika.
There's a shtika that
where I intend to do the,
that you lose your ability. You lose your ability to be made for.
Right.
How do you do that?
The understanding and the based on the context, I think that when you did the shtika, you meant the shtika was a
right. So there was an umdina, right. Meaning, so it's like it's not Tvarim Shavalev anymore. It's the there's an umdina in the muchach, right? Yeah.
So it's just with Reb Chaim. So when he's saying that that the hafara is not a there's no chalos, it's just that when you do the hafara, everything goes away.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this matters or not. We say later on that the distinction between hatara and hafara, the Ron keeps pointing over and over again, is the hatara. Hara really goes back and wipes out everything.
Right.
Like, Kara.
Right.
So I don't think this is necessary, but we said, but for hafara, it's only mikan ulhaba.
Right.
So it's what Rafa'im saying, mikan ulhaba.
I think
it's
so.
It's key, it's wiped out.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. He's just pointing out that wiping out is just the metzias of a lack of nether. But it's not like a, it's not something that the baal is being chal. I mean, it's kedai to see his lushan before we close. It is a yisoid for the rest of the parak. Okay, I can't find it now. But, here. Lashon is Hadlo Chayla Akomar Achar Afaro Hu Rak Mishum De Chaser Lanu Aneder Shikaiminu Kino Nimtz De Lo Shach Was Eklal Right Abla Afaro Inu Saris Klal Akomar El Da Afaro Gayiz Lened Nidro Umemela In Lo Malo Lekayim Vimakach Ava Matzinu Shie Aneder Kayim Achar Afaro Az Shaper Ava Chayla Akomar. He says Lu Yitzur They Yudah Away To have the neder after afara, I would have said hakomar afar achara. It's just the metzias is that afara, the way it works, is that it gets rid of the neder. So that's why hakama can't be shaya. But Reb Chaim holds be'etzem hakama is shaya achar afara. It's not b'zeh achar zeh. It's just that the metzias, that the afara wipes away the neder, so mela hakama can't be shaya. Chazanish says no. A baal is giving an option how to respond, and it's either with afara or with hakama, and one's a steer to the other. And if he chooses the path of afara, there's not because of a metzias, but mitzad his selection that's gone. That ability is yecholis of doing hakama is totally not there anymore, and you don't have that ability. You have a choice of how to respond to this neder, and this is totally gone. And the klal of ein hakama achar afara is a klal. Whereas Reb Chaim is saying it's not a klal. It's a default. Ein hakama achar afara is a default. And Rabba's klal doesn't apply to defaults based on metzias. The Chazanish says it's not true. You choose your option, and once you choose, you're gone. You choose your way to respond and to how to respond to this nether, either a far and a comma, and then you have no way of getting it back, even in the world of theoretics. So the Mela, Rabba's klal, should fully apply. Shkoyach.